Nursing students are currently marching to the Premier's office over the challenges they've been facing with the Department of Health. Here's some of the sound of them marching to Panyaza Lesufi's office. EWN's Gloria Matswere is there. Gloria, tell us about what's been happening and what the aim is today.
Good afternoon, Jane. So the aim for today is to submit a memorandum of demand to the Premier Panyaza Lesufi. The students have been in engagement with the Department of Health, but they feel like they have not reached a consensus, and they feel like if maybe the Premier intervenes, then maybe there could be some kind of solution, because this has been going on for over a week, and there's been an interdict by the Department of Health, rather, and now also there's a situation right now where the students are just standing outside the Premier's office because the Premier is not here, but they're vowing that they will not be moving until they're addressed by the Premier.
And if we're talking about numbers, I mean, how many people are affected about, you know, this issue, and what is it that they'd like to see? What would be a success for them?
Right now, 167 students are particularly affected by this. These are students that were doing their final year, which is completed this month. And what they want is that they're not against writing the exam in November. They're not against the board exam. But now what they're saying is that in the meantime, they would like for the department to absorb them so they can get some kind of income while they wait to write the exam in November. Because right now, the situation is that they need to go back home. But they say that they refuse to go home unless there's some kind of solution, unless there's some kind of income that they're getting. And they're willing to work for that money. They're willing to be absorbed into the system so they can work while they wait for the exam.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that, the financial ramifications of this move.
The financial implication of this is that around 167 students means that the department needs to put $8 million into this. And their argument is that they cannot afford that kind of money. And it will set a precedent for the rest of the students, because once these students are funded, the extra $8 million is given to these students, then the other students who are doing their second year and their first year are going to expect that their course be extended as well, which would mean that the department would be parting ways with over 70 million rand.
All right, Gloria Matswere, let's leave it there. I'm sure we'll be tapping into you throughout the day to see if there is some sort of solution on the cards.